From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The movie that broke all box office records in Thailand opens this weekend in the U.S. The Legend of Suriyotai tells the story of a heroic princess in ancient Siam. The international version of the film is being presented by Francis Ford Coppola, who helped edit it for Western audiences. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
A lot of Americans learned all they know about Thai history at the movies, movies like The King and I. The story of a British governess and her relationship with one of the most revered kings in Thai history, the film portrays the king as a self-centered, albeit charming, despot.
You are a very difficult woman.
Perhaps so, Your Majesty.
But you'll observe care that head shall never be higher than mine. When I shall sit, you shall sit. When I shall kneel, you shall kneel. Etc., etc., etc.
The Anna movies, The King and I, and later Anna and the King of Siam, have not been warmly welcomed in Thailand, says Tony Raines, an expert in South Asian film.
It shows the Thai king, for example, behaving in not at all a kingly way. And so there has been a great sensitivity about this area. Most of those films have never been screened in Thailand. They've been blocked.
With The Legend of Suriyotai, Thais had the opportunity to see a meticulously researched slice of their own history on screen. And now, American audiences will too. The story of a beautiful but rebellious princess who learns to put her country above her own needs, The Legend of Suriyotai was directed by a well-known Thai filmmaker and member of the royal family, Prince Chatri Cherlam Yukol. Known for small-budget, socially conscious films, Prince Chatri had never made a movie on the scale of Suriyotai before. Chatri says the idea was suggested to him by Thailand's Queen Sirikit during a visit one day.
She just mentioned that Thai people now don't know much about their own history. So is it possible for me as a filmmaker to make a film about history? Well, obviously I said no, it's impossible.
But the Queen wouldn't take no for an answer, and so Prince Chatri began studying Thai history, a research project that lasted 5 years. The story of Suriyotai is based in the 16th century, so the prince visited ancient monasteries and temples and studied the paintings and murals he found there. Kim Aubrey is one of the executive producers of the film.
What they were able to do by studying these images was to recreate what they believe both the exteriors of these magnificent structures looked like, as well as interior design, jewelry. So much of the clothing, the vestments, the jewelry, the makeup, the hairstyles were part of the ceremonial aspect of Thai life.
With the Queen backing the film, Prince Chatri didn't have to worry about budget overruns. His lavish attention to detail is evident throughout the film, from costumes made with cloth imported from India to the specially crafted weapons used in the battle scenes. Thousands of members of the Thai military served as extras in the battle scenes, along with scores of elephants, horses, and other animals, a volatile mix, according to Prince Chatri.
When you have 200 elephants and 5,000 soldiers working closely together, it's very difficult. And besides, you see, we have a lot of livestock. And all these livestock, it hate each other. You know, I mean, the elephant hate buffalo, and the buffalo hate the horse, and the horse hates buffalo, and elephant, so you cannot put them together. They go berserk.
It's almost impossible to describe filming on this scale today.
Kim Aubrey.
Certainly what attracted Francis Coppola to this film, what really caused him to sit up and pay attention, was seeing filmmaking in 2001 or 2002 on this scale. I think he maybe even had a pang of jealousy to see a David Lean or Cecil B. DeMille scale film at such high quality captured in the camera.
But Aubrey and Coppola knew that no American audience would sit through the original version of the film. More than 3 hours long, the history was complex and obscure, even for Thais.
There were so many chapters, and there were so many sort of news stories and sidebars and domestic dramas and then battles, that figuring out what to cut and prune was challenging, although if the audience starts to lose focus on what's happening, it has to go.
The movie is still more than 2 hours long, and spectacle often overtakes action. But The Legend of Suriyotai remains a visually stunning cinematic journey into an ancient culture. One might even say it's a movie fit for a queen. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.